Shortly after sunrise this morning, Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback returned to the site of the collapse, and that's where we got him on the phone. Mayor, can you just describe what the feeling is in the city this morning?
Well, the feeling is one of, I believe, bracing ourselves for what is about to be a collection of days with a collection of very, very tragic stories. I think there was obviously shock when an incident like this occurs in your city. And in those early hours, we had to focus rightfully on the tactics to make sure that this wasn't the worst tragedy. I can't say enough about the incredibly heroic work and preparation that's been done by our team. Now we move into the next phase, which will be extremely difficult as we try to really deal with the human tragedy here.
Did you get any sleep last night?
I got a little. I think last night we were in the command center until I was there, at least until about midnight, and then went over to the family center where the individuals were there. And I think the most difficult part was the individuals who didn't know. And we're retracing the steps of loved ones. We're trying to determine how likely it was, and they didn't know. And the city is filled with people right now who don't know. And I think that's something that's difficult for everyone right now.
How many cars are believed to be still under the water, under the rubble, unreachable at this moment anyway?
I'll be getting an exact count in a little bit as we meet with the tactical team. But we identified in excess of 50 in the water yesterday. And we're going to be getting a more accurate count now. It's difficult to be exact. Unfortunately, we're reviewing all the information and tapes and everything that we can get our hands on, obviously, and clearly the divers are doing remarkable work. But there are certain things we just don't know at this point.
And we know that some people actually escaped from those vehicles, but it's a reasonable supposition that some people did not.
Obviously, yes, that is the case. And we know, tragically, that there's a length at which you can survive in the water at this point. And that obviously has meant that most people would not have, obviously, at this point.
Mayor Ryback, what does this mean for the city getting back to work today?
Well, I don't think a city ever gets over something like this. And I think today will really be something where the city's, as I say, focused not only on the large tragedy here, the scale of which we're not obviously ever been accustomed to, but really down to the personal level. I think Minnesotans are people who open their arms and do everything they can to support people, and that's what you're going to be seeing today. Last night we certainly saw that, but I think today it's really one about people looking for what they can do to help. And I think often that means doing things collectively as a city and as the state of Minnesota, but I think the real place that you'll see Minnesotans step forward is one by one as they help people make some sense of a tragedy that obviously is senseless.
On a purely practical level, are you asking people to stagger their work times, delay their commutes, do anything so the city can operate smoothly?
We were able to get the word out about some of the issues about how people can and should stagger their work times. From a practical standpoint, we couldn't get a lot of message out on that. As I'm seeing rush hour unfold this morning, people have used their common sense and are doing that. The Secretary of Transportation and our Senators Klobuchar and Coleman are flying in, and we'll be meeting with them in a little bit to talk about the replacement of the bridge. But in the meantime, all of us are going to have to adjust.
You've heard from family members still waiting. You've heard from survivors. You've heard from rescuers. Is there any story that stays with you?
I think the stories that at this point stick most in my mind, sadly, are those who are in that horrible middle ground and people who are trying to sort out where somebody could be. And I think as I went to bed last night, the things that stuck in my head is that death is extraordinarily difficult to deal with. Uncertainty on some levels is even worse. And that's where my heart is right now.
Mayor Ryback of Minneapolis, Minnesota, thank you very much.
Thanks.